And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of May, 2011. It's the birthday of one of the first well-known female mathematicians born in Milan in 1718, Maria Gaetana Agnesi. Her father, Pietro, a businessman, her mother, an aristocrat. The child was a brilliant little girl. By the age of 10, she spoke 5 languages. At the age of 9, she addressed a group of academics in Latin on the subject of women's rights and access to education. She wanted to enter a convent, but when her mother died, she had to take charge of the household and care for her many siblings. But she maintained her interest in math and philosophy. And in 1733, she published a collection of essays based on the talks that she had given to her father's circle of friends. And that same year, she began working on a math textbook, which grew into a larger work, and in which she wrote an equation for a specific bell-shaped curve that is still used today. The book Analytical Institutions, published 1748, highly regarded in academic circles for synthesizing complex mathematical ideas. It's the birthday of the writer, radio man, Louis Terkel, Studs Terkel, born in the Bronx in New York, 1912. Family moved to Chicago when he was just 10 years old. His books included Division Street America, Hard Times, Working. Studs Terkel died in 2008 at the age of 96. He said, "I've always felt in all my books that there's a deep decency in the American people and a native intelligence, providing they have the information." And it's the birthday of Liberace, born in West Allis, Wisconsin, 1919, Vlazio Valentino Liberace. He was called Walter as a child. His father was a musician. The boy began playing the piano at the age of 4. As a teenager, he started performing in cabarets and strip clubs, touring the Midwest, then playing classical music. But in his early 20s, he began to combine classical with pop songs and arrangements that, as he said, were classical music with the boring parts left out. And he became a showman with a candelabra on the piano, dressed in white tie and tails. Moved to Hollywood in the late 40s, developed a big Las Vegas act. In 1954, he earned nearly $140,000 for one night at Madison Square Garden, a record amount at the time. He died of AIDS-related complications, 1987. There'd be an upcoming feature film about Liberace, starring Michael Douglas. Liberace, who said, "I don't give concerts, I put on a show." Here's a poem for today by May Sarton, Summer Music. Summer is all a green air, from the brilliant lawn sopranos through murmuring hedges accompanied by some poplars, in fields of wheat, surprises through faraway pastures, flows to the horizon's blues in slow decrescendos. Summer is all a green sound, rippling in the foreground to that soft applause, the foam of Queen Anne's lace. Green, green in the ear is all we care to hear, until a field suddenly flashes the singing with so sharp a yellow that it crashes loud cymbals in the ear. Minor has turned to major as summer, lulling and so mild, goes golden buttercup wild. Summer Music by May Sarton, from her collected poems 1930 to 1993, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.